Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Menachem ben Gittel Moav Rindelay, should have refuah shlema b'sach shachol Yisrael. Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi should have refuah shlema, Yoav ben Esther, Abigail ben Amon b'Svara Miriam, Shlom ben Fegedina, they should all have refuah shlema b'sach shachol Yisrael, and bracha v'hatzlacha to Yisrael Tzadok ben Shalamis, huva chol anil v'meilav, and David Shukra Allah ben Rachel, bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yadav b'ruach uv'geshem, and Yehuda Leib ben Nachama Rivka, and Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana. They should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yadav. We're going to be learning Maimer Chaf Aleph in the Meimarim and Parashas Bo b'siyata d'shemaya. Inyan ha'eser makos v'yetzias Mitzrayim. The union of the 10 Makos and the Exodus. As those who learn Rav Chalap with me know, Rav Chalap is very deep, touches on Kabbalah, and we can only do our best to understand. Kol Atzlalim, he already starts with Tzlalim, these are shadows, this is darkness. Kol Atzlalim Shem Bekvota Orot Nasu Me'az Shenetcholela Chet HaKadum Chet Eitz HaDat. All of the darkness that come after the lights happen from the primordial sin, the sin of the tree of knowledge. Shakol olech v'ne'alam, avgam sham havaya baruch hu nistar v'ne'alam le'alam k'tiv. Lo k'mo sheni nechtav, ani nikra. But God is there, even in the darkness, even in the shadows, God is hiding there. It says, ze shmi le'olam, le'olam is written without a vav. Ne'alam, that God is hidden. Aleph, Ayin Lamed Mem means hidden. The word Olam means hidden. God is hidden in this world. And I am not written as I am read. God is read Yud Kei Vav, Aleph Dalet, then a Nun, then a Yud Ado. And it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, so it's sort of hidden. So God is in this world, but God is hiding. Lefnei Achet Hayu Orot Belot Tzlalim Klal. Gam Nartika Chamaya B'Bchinat Tzel. Before this sin, there was no darkness in this world at all. Even the sheath of the sun is now casts a shadow. V'omnam atzalim alalo po'olim b'ikar le'elu shelefneim haya tzarich liot agilui b'li ha'alamat orot b'lo tzalim. Al kein rak am Yisrael kedosho sovlim yatzalim. This darkness primarily affects those for whom the light was supposed to appear in all of its glory. So who is most zochet to the light? Obviously Klal Yisrael. So since Klal Yisrael is most worthy of the light, they also get most of the darkness. And our purpose, our goal in this world is that all of the shadows should be removed, as it says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5. V'negle kvod Adonai v'ru kol basar yachdav ki pi Adonai diber. And it will be revealed the glory of Hashem, and all of the flesh together will see that the Lord, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. All the Yisurim, all the Peronios, all the tragedies, all come from these Tzlalim, from these shadows. If God would reveal Himself, there would be no suffering. There'd only be light. And really, it should only affect Klal Yisrael, these shadows. Why? It primarily does affect Klal Yisrael, but why does it affect the other nations as well? Explain to the Rav that the 10 Makos are the root of all Tzar and Peronos, and the root of all illness and sorrow in this world. All of the sorrow that comes via the water, Dam and Tzvardeya, those that come by the Afar, Kinim, by the dust of the earth, those that come, things that are created, like Arov, and Arbe, like the locusts and the wild animals, and those that come Derech HaShemayim, like the Shechin and the Barad and the Choshech and the Makas Bechoros. So all these categories in the water, from the dust, things that are created, those that come Derech HaShemayim, they should only have come upon Klal Yisrael in order to purify creation from sin. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on his nation, and he made it that these shadows, this darkness, should affected the Jewish people, Litova, and therefore it came upon the Mitzrayim. to be mekayim what it says, vasim dvarai beficha uvetzel yadi kisisicha. I will put my words in your mouth, and the shadow of my hand will cover you. In other words, you see, this tzel is covering, is helping the Jewish people. Lintoa shamayim v'lisod aretz u'lamor letzion amiyata Yishayon nun aleph hey. To plant the heavens, to found the earth, and to say to Zion, you are my nation. So this tzel is helping the Jewish people. And the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to decree a golus upon the Jewish people. Ki ger yezaracha beretz lo lahem. You're going to be a nation of foreign, a stranger in a land that's not yours, the seed of Abraham. And that means that they have shlita, they have power, these Egyptians have power over the Jewish people. And if they have power, it's over the Jewish people. So when we stumble, it's mitzad them. It's because of them. And now they have contact with the Jewish people. And all of the purity, all of the zikuchim, can come through their suffering. Or when they admit that the Jewish people have tremendous godless and they're not worthy of ruling over us, and then they stop harming us, and then they have no shaychus to us anymore, and then nothing, no evil befalls them. Or, and when they're misalik yadam me'aleinu, that they stop ruling over us, the irbuvia, this mixture, is going to unravel, this mixture of the world of Ra and Tov is going to unravel, and then they won't have to suffer anymore. Or maybe they're misrachik, they distance themselves from the borders of the Jewish people, and that's the separation of the Ra and the Tov. So either they're misalik their hands from us after they suffer, and then the mixture of Ra and Tov unravels, or they distance themselves from us, and that's the dismantling of Ra from Tov. So we see that really, the tzaret should only happen to us, because we're supposed to get the or, so we get the choshek. But since the mitzvah had shaychus to us, that was the chesed of Hashem, so they also had to suffer from the tzlali. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk in Bereishis, Tesvav Yud Gimel, V'gam Sekoy Yashir Avodu Dan Anochi, and the nation that you served, I will judge, since it's all for the good of the Jewish people, that they have this extra neshama that the Gentiles don't have, si beitza tesayin amad aleph. Because in Matan Torah, the Jewish people were given a special nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this special nefesh Yisera, Ava Rabba Aftanu Hashem Elokeinu, Chem la gedol av Yisera, Chem al toleinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, and He has so much mercy over us. So we have this extra soul, this extra kedusha, this extra ruchni, as the bracha of Ava Rabba is talking about Matan Torah. And because of this extra soul, the light of Hashem appears behind all of the veils to the Jewish people as holy nation. And even in this darkness, sometimes the Goyim are zoche to subordinate themselves to Klal Yisrael, as it says, Ve'amru kol ha-goyim beis Yaakov luchu v'nelecha b'or Hashem. Yoreinu midrachav v'nelcha b'orchosav Yishaya beis gimel until hey. The goal, the goyim are going to say, let us go to the house of Yaakov, let us go to the light of God, and they will teach us His ways, and we'll go on His paths. So that's a schus. If they want to, they can be drawn to the kedusha if they want to follow Klal Yisrael. And those who are not zochev, for them all of this darkness, all of these shadows will be a sam hamoves. It'll be death. And all of the foundations of the earth will crumble for them. And now we get to the Heilige Parsha, Boil Paro. Ki ani echbarati eslibo vesleva vodov. Come to Paro, because I harden his heart and the heart of his servants. Zok the Heilige Zohar Kodosh Parsha's boy. The Ayaleh Kutsha Brichu Adrin Basar Adrin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Moshe in. It should say, Lechel Paro, go to Paro. What does it mean, bo? So he brought him in to the deepest spiritual places. Adrin, Basar Adrin, one room within another room, says the Zohar. Legabe Tanina, to this snake, that's this Paro, Chada ilot kifa. One of these who's very, very strong. Tanin chazak echad elyoin. And Moshe, it says, was dachumine. Moshe was afraid of this tanin. Sesem says, Boel paro. Now the darg of Moshe, the light of Torah, was kulo tov. He didn't want to have any shaychus, any yichus to this tanin agadol. His darga, Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega, is to be in the good. Like the madrega of lasid lavo, beyomu yashem echadosh mocha, where only God is one, that's all there is. When all of the evil will dissipate like smoke, and the evil government will be removed from the earth, and the Lord our God will rule over the world. And therefore Moshe didn't want to come to this horrible tanin god, takif, this strong snake. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to him, that you're not going to find the Tanin Gadol, you're going to find Hashem himself. Ki ani hechbarati es libo. Go deep into his heart, and you're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. I hardened his heart, Hashem in the heart. And you're going to find the ani there. Ani rishon v'ani achron b'lodai en Elokim, Isaiah says, chapter 44, verse 6. I am the first, I am the last, besides there's no God. Ani hechbarati es libo. Find the ani, find Hashem in the heart of part. There's nothing to be afraid of. And when you go there, when you come here to this place, either he will subordinate himself to Hashem and the Jewish people, his nation, or you can take any light out of him and bring it back to the Jews, and then everybody will know that Hashem is God. And that's why Makkos Bechoros says, Ve'etzemi in Paro V'chariyaf. He came out from Paro with anger. It doesn't say that about any other Makkah. What does it mean he came out Bukhari af with anger? So Makkos Bechoros, it says, Kulanu meisim shmos yud beis lamed gimel. Now if Paro and his nation hadn't been subordinate, hadn't been machnia themselves, so really be'emes, they all would have died. And all the sitracha would have been misbata like it will be lasid lavo. However, it was very scary to bring to this place. Because when you see that all of the, when the Sitrach, when the Tzadarah sees that it's losing its koach, he does everything he can to fight hard that it shouldn't happen. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Paro was trying with all of his kochos against Kedusha, and after all the nisim and the flows, he said, Al tofas ros panai kim ros panai patamus, don't come back and see my face, because in the day you see my face, you're going to die. In other words, he's gathering all of his kochos to fight against Moshe. And if Moshe would have waited a little bit more with the koach of his Kedusha, he would have drawn to him all of the chiyus of Paro, but that would have been dangerous, because that might have been pogam, that might have harmed Moshe somehow. Because Paro also has bad stuff, he wouldn't have only drawn the good stuff. And then if Moshe Rabbeinu draws the evil to him, and he's the root, he's the Sherish HaNesham of Klal Yisrael, so then we're all finished. And therefore, just like Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from the Nachash, so too he ran away from Paro. And it was better to lose the Nevuah that was Shriya Olav Acharapo. We know that when a person's angry, he can't have Nevuah. So it says that he got angry in order to stop this Ruach HaNevuah from dwelling upon him, so that this way, if he doesn't have the koach hanavuah, then Paro won't fight back, then Paro's koach will be stopped, because Moshe Rabbeinu got into this fear. On one hand, he can draw all the good out from Paro and bring the gulash shleima. On the other hand, he might be nifgam also. He might draw some bad. Paro might fight hard and win, and then we're all finished. So Moshe Rabbeinu got angry in order to stop this ruach hanavuah. However, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Mamshich, if he would have continued the Asherah Sanavu in the house of Paro, then what would have happened was that with the strengthening of Paro's heart, there was the Ani Anich Barati Eslibo. And then Paro wouldn't have been Nichna, because Moshe Rabbeinu would have continued battling Paro. Paro would not have subjugated himself to Moshe. And Memela, everybody would have died. And then Mitzrayim would have been finished. However, since there was the Sakana Gedola in this dangerous step, because again, if you're fighting against the Kochas Hara, and they put all their energy to fight back, so we might lose, they might be pogemas. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to stop the battle here. So if he would have won, he would have won. It would have been a knockout. They would have been finished. But if he would have lost, then we would be finished. So he didn't want to risk it. So therefore, he got angry and he stopped the Ruach HaNevuah. And therefore, he said, Lo Sifod Ros Panecha, I will not see your face again. Meaning, I can make you not subordinate yourself to me. And you're going to die, and everybody else around you is going to die. And that's what it means, Lo Sifod Ros Panecha. I can make it that I'll never see your face because you'll all be dead. But I'm not going to do that. Instead, your servants are going to come and tell me to leave. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to continue the war. In the Medrash, in Parsha Yudalit, it says, Shalach Oshach V'yashach, he sent darkness and it was dark. V'lo Marores Devaro, Tehillim Kufhei, Kachavches, Shebishvil Shlo Kibu Marores Midvaro, V'kein Shalach Oshach V'yashach. Because the Mitzrim were in Makabal, the Marus, the authority of the words of Moshe, therefore Hashem sent darkness. And this isn't so sad that the reason there was darkness was in order that they shouldn't see the falling of the Jewish people, because the Jewish people also died. So we have one reason that the Medrash says that there was darkness, because they weren't Makabel Marus from the Jewish people, the authority of the Jewish people, from Moshe. On the other hand, we have another reason given by Chazal that they shouldn't see the Jewish people dying, that's why there was darkness. But it's really not a contradiction, because darkness is the opposite of light. And before the Gula, that the Makatrek says that these people are of the Avodah Zarah and these people are of the Avodah Zarah. Both the Jews and the Mitzrim are of the Avodah Zarah. So it has to be revealed that there's a big difference between the Jewish people and the nations, like the difference between light and darkness. And in the days of darkness, even those that were in Roi Legula felt in their souls that they can't do tshuva shleima. So they chose for themselves an easier death. They'd rather die during the Ma'akov Choshech than be Ma'akov the Geula. And there were many of them, v'chamushim alu, one from every five. Nevertheless, it was better for them to die, and they would have been willing to die earlier, but they didn't want the Oivim to be happy over the Mapol of the Jewish people. But Choshech, that was a good time. Then they elevated themselves, Lios Mosim Nashim Avur Gulus Yisrael, to be Moser Nefesh for the Gula of the Jewish people. They didn't want to hold it back. And the Gula of the Shem Hashem, and Hashem is the Ein Sof, is against Paran Mitzrayim, because when Paran Mitzrayim start with the Choshech, they are continue being Machshech, Shalach Choshech V'Yachshech. So that's connected to Mitzrayim, that they're constantly adding darkness, but not the Jewish people. When the Jewish people have darkness, that's when the light shines. Ki yeshev b'choshech Hashem orli, says in Micha, when I sit in the darkness, Hashem is light to me. Then when they get to the end, they get to the worst place, the light is revealed, and that happened in Makas Choshech. Then in Makas Choshech, the Jewish people, so on one hand, it's true. That the reason the Makkah came is they were Makabel Maris Midvarov, they were in Makabel Adnus, they were in Makabel the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mitzrim, and that's why Hashem sent the darkness. But it's also, at the same time, that's that darkness, which the Mitzrim, that's their Midah is being Mosif darkness. But at the same time, when there's darkness for the Jewish people, that's when they show their light. And that's the second reason, Shal Yiru v'Mapalas and Shal Yisrael, they shouldn't see the downfall of the Jewish people, because this was a time of tremendous mysterious nefesh of the Jewish people, that those who were afraid they were being ma'akev the Geula, because they weren't ready yet to do proper tshuva, so they were willing to die. So that's when the true light of the Jewish people was shown, that they were Moser Nefesh Ala Geula. So there was, on one hand, darkness for the Egyptians, because they weren't Makabel the light, and their darkness just adds more darkness. But for the Jewish people, Keshev B'choshech Hashem Orli, that when there's darkness for us, there's light. So there was this darkness, and that showed the light of the Jewish people, that they were willing to be Moser Nefesh, in order not to hold the Geula back. And that's what's going to be Lasid Lavoitz, it says in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7, V'haya La'es Erev, Yehi Or, that when there's nightfall, there's going to be light. At evening, there's going to be light. When there's darkness, that's when the light of the Jewish people comes out. Now, in the Kedusha of the Jewish people, when it spreads on every individual of the Jewish people, it's also spreading on his kinyanim, also on his possessions. They also are elevated, like the Chamor of Pinchas ben Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, who didn't want to eat untithed produce. And like the story in the Gemara of the Jew who sold his cow to the Goy, and the cow didn't want to plow on Shabbos, and then he whispered to the cow, hey, don't worry about it, you're not mine anymore, you don't have to keep Shabbos, because his Kedusha was mispashet onto his cow. The only thing is, this darkness, these shadows, are chotzeitz between a person and his kinyanim, and on Shabbos Kodesh, all of these tzlalim, this darkness is removed, and you see the yichus, you see the relationship between a person and his possessions. And that's why we're mitzuva, says Rav Chalapik about the Chiddush, on Shvitzas HaBehemas. Why do our animals have to rest? Because our animals, our Kedusha spreads out to our animals, they're also supposed to feel Kedusha Shabbos. And Dafkan Shabbos is where it's most felt, that's when the tzlalim are removed. And they also feel it, and that's also the sheet of Beis Shammai, that there's a mitzvah of Shvitzas HaKelim on Shabbos, that your utensils aren't allowed to do work on Shabbos, even if you turn them on before Shabbos. Why? Because your Kedusha spreads to your Kinyanim, and therefore when the Jewish people were leaving Egypt, and we saw their holiness, as it says in the Pasuk in Shir Shirim 1:4, Mashcheini acharecha narutza, draw me after Hashem, draw us after him, narutza, and we ran. I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of your wedding, when you went after me in the midbar in this unplowed land. So that's when the Jewish people wanted the Geula. So their kinyanim also had this deep ratzon to go after Hashem. And Paro felt this, that they're not just going b'kfiya, they're going b'zikuch haratzon, they're going with a pure will. So he said, mi v'mi aholchim, who are the ones that want to go? How far is your Kedusha spreading? So it says in Yeshaya Vav Ches, Es mi ashlach v'mi elech lanu, who am I going to send and who's going to go for us? And Yeshaya said, Hineni shalcheini, send me. So what's it mean, shlichos and halicha? Shlichos, to be a messenger, is when you're just fulfilling the ruts on the will of the sender. And halicha denotes one's own personal will, and that was the shaila. Esmi eshlach, who am I going to send? Who's going to be a shliach? Who's going to fulfill my will? Shiegam holech umi leyelech lanu. God also wants to know who's going to go on his own. And Yeshaya, with such an anav, he said, Hineni shalcheini. I'm just a shliach. I can't say I'm going to go on my own. I'm not such a big tzaddik. And that's what Paro said. Mi v'mi aholchim. Who's going to go on their own? Who's going to be madrigas holech? And the answer of Moshe was, Bin areinu zkeneinu neilech, b'vneinu v'mseinu v'tzeneinu v'kareinu neilech. Everyone's going to neilech. Nareinu, our lads and our elders are neilech. B'neinu, our sons, b'mseinu, our daughters are going to be neilech. So neinu, our sheep and our flock are also going to be neilech. V'gam v'kneinu yelech imanu. And our flock is, our herd is also going to go with us. They're all going to be leilech. Everything is mitzad halicha. And Paro said, Lo kein it's not so luchuna gvarim vivdu as Hashem, ki osa atem evakshim. No, dafka the gvarim. Osa atem evakshim. See, Smedaki said, you want it. That's not from Hashem. You want it. The chutzpah of Paro. And he just said, oh, no, only the gvarim are allowed, only the men. And then vayigari shal semeis b'nei Paro, and then he had the chutzpah to expel them. And only afterwards it says, Rak tzon chem v'karchem yutzak, only your flock should stay. V'gam tapchem y'gam tapchem y'alechim achem, the kids can go. So now he's moda that the taf, the children, are going to be yelech, are going to go on their own. And not like in the mitzvah of hakel, where it says you have to bring the hak, the children. Litein tzchalim v'yem, here they're going to go on their own. But he didn't want to believe that the Amshachas HaKadusha is going to be mispashit in their kinyanim also, and their animals as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered him, Gam ata titen v'yadenu zvachim v'olas v'sinu l'Hashem. You should also give us zvachim and olas, and we're going to do it for Hashem. In other words, the zvachim and the olas of yours that belong to you, that you gave us, these animals, will not be holech, because they're not really ours. That you have to titen b'yadenu. Rav Chalap is lightening up the psukim over here. It's unbelievable, illuminating, I think they say in English. So the Gam ata titen b'yadenu, you have to give us the Zvachim and Olos, they're not really ours, they're not going to go on their own. But Mikneinu, but our sheep, our flock, no, they're going to go on their own. Lotishar Parsa, not one is going to remain. Even if we're going to forget him, he's going to come on his own. That's why none of them are going to remain. We might even forget, but it doesn't matter. They're all coming on their own. And that's what Moshe said afterwards. All of your servants are going to come to me, and they're going to bow down to me, saying, go out, you and all the nation that's at your feet, and afterwards I'm going to go. So it should, they should have said, "Ki yomru tsei atav gam tzonchem v'karchem yutzag." You should go out and leave your animals. Why doesn't it say anything about leaving the animals? And the answer is, "Ulam akavanaz yehi dai sheyerdu v'yomar li tsei atav v'chol amashel baraglecha ki az etzon v'akar yecho itanu me'atzmam." So really, he didn't have to mention the animals. You know why the animals weren't mentioned? Because the second they got to a point where Moshe Rabbeinu was merameh, that the second we leave, the animals are going to go with us. The animals are going to come with us. Because they're going to go on their own. The moment you tell us to leave, the animals are going to come with us. When we come, but the Rishon, we're on the entrance to Gehenna, they aren't Mode. After Makas Bechoros, it says, Paro says, get out of here, you and your nation. Gam tzonchem, gam bekarchem, k'chu. Take your animals. Kasher dibartem, as you spoke, v'lechun go. Notice he doesn't say they're going to go on their own. He says you have to take them. Notice he didn't want to admit, even though we said before, Paro sensed that the animals want to go, but he didn't want to admit. He sensed that a person's kedushas mispashitis kinyanam, but he didn't want to admit it. So he says, "Gam tzonchem, gam bekarchem, k'chu." You have to take them. They're not going to go on their own. And nevertheless, what does the pasuk say? "V'gam erev rav alayitam v'tzon uvakor mikne kaved me'od." The erev rav went with them, just like the erev rav, the mixed multitude, went with them with their own desire. So too, the tzon and bakar went also. Nobody wanted to stay behind because the kedusha of Am Yisrael was mispashet, was spread even to their kinyanim. So we should be zochem yitzvah Hashem. And our kedusha should spread everywhere. We should be so chalil mod ulamed lishmor b'lasis. The times called divrei salmut arasa bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.